Yeah, so.
You give me some scriptures?
Yeah, there, scriptures are up there. Let's see how I'm getting this right, because I think this is a message. This is going to be wild. All right, so Steve sends me a message this morning and says, talking that he's had these struggles. I mean, we've known he's had these struggles for a while and stuff, and it's hard to hear that from other believers, isn't it? It's just like, it's so, it affects our hearts, right? It affects our hearts. And so he sends me a message this morning, and around 8:15, I happened to look at it and stuff. He says he has a testimony, and that, about his struggles that he's been going through and stuff. And I just felt like the Lord said that was going to be very powerful, which it was. And so, I get in the shower, and where's Joe Canzano? I'm in the shower. I told you that the Lord speaks to me in the shower before. And so Joe had bought me like a little pad that's waterproof. That's waterproof, and I can write in the shower. Isn't that weird? So anyways, because I told you guys before that I get these thoughts like in the shower and stuff. And I don't know if it's the heat or what, but it's just quiet. I don't know. Some people sing in the shower, and I get thoughts from God in the shower. So anyways, I start writing down some things on a little notepad, and by 8:30, the message that I had for you guys today was out the door. And that would be for next week. And so, at 8:45, I started writing a message that God was putting on my heart related to what Steve is going through and many of us are going through. And so, all I got is a big mess that I just added to when Steve was talking to. So, I really don't know where this is going to go, but we've been talking about boldness, and we've been talking about surrendering to the Lord's will, and that's just going to make us bold, and that's what Steve just did. And that's what Steve just did. There's nothing more bold than standing in front of people, in my opinion, and telling people your weaknesses, your struggles, the hurt that's going on. And like Steve said, there's an added pressure that we get as believers that we're not meant to struggle. And I can show you 100 stories in this Bible of believers that struggle. So why do we get that mindset that we can't struggle being a believer? It's a lie from the enemy. And you know what it does? Is it adds pressure internally to us. And it damages us. It's a lie. So take boldness and surrender when the Lord says, you've got to stand in front of somebody and be vulnerable. That is a hard, that's one of the hardest things that you can do as a believer. And it doesn't have to be in a big group of people. It can even be one-on-one, and it's still hard. It can be with the person that you trusted your whole life. And you've had a struggle. Something weighing you down. That you've held on to for a long, long time. And you were nervous to ever say it to anybody. But we're not meant to be that way. We were placed in line with each other. You have friends that you can trust. There's not a lot. I know a lot of people. I have a lot of friends. And I got maybe 5 that I really trust with everything. But everybody's going to have somebody. Because this journey will beat you down. This is not an easy journey. It was never meant to be easy. It's a narrow path. Like his dream. It's a narrow path. And if you're like me, and when I'm driving and I look to the left, and Carl always says, you look to the left, you drift it to the left. Stop doing that. But I'm a person that looks everywhere and has to see everything. So I'm to the left and I'm to the right. That's a dangerous situation. When we're talking spiritually, it's a dangerous place to be. Steve brought up the idea of the heavenly realms. There's a lot going on in the heavenly realms. And in next week's message, you're going to hear just a little bit about that too. But what happens is, whatever we do on this earth affects what goes on in the heavenly realm. And what happens in the heavenly realms affects us on earth. And a lot of people don't understand that realm. But there's a battle going on up there, like there's a battle going on here. And when we mess up, because what you're going to hear is the message about accountability next week. When we mess up and we don't own up to it, we affect the heavenly realm in a bad way. And that affects us here, down here, in a bad way. What's loosed up there is loose down here. What's loosed down here is loosed up there. And that's what we're seeing. Believe it or not, you don't have to believe that stuff, but it's true. And that's what we're seeing. It's a battle. The reason we got this message, the theme of being bold, nobody said being bold was going to be easy. It's not. It's not. But what we're going to see is we're getting strengthened. This is a workout. This is a workout. You've got to strain your muscles to get stronger. If there's no strain, you're not getting stronger. Your muscles won't build. And we're being strained right now. We're being built. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? And that's why we gotta be persistent. We gotta pursue. We gotta keep focused. We gotta be on the cornerstone. Because what happens is if you're not on the cornerstone, you're killing yourself. And we're seeing a lot of that. We're seeing suicide like I've never seen before. And if you're not suicidal, you're drugging to get away from the strain. But the strain is there for a reason, and God will use the strain to move us forward, to make us stronger. You've got to believe this. You've got to believe it. When one of us hurt, we all hurt, don't we? And what happens is, if I have a problem, and I try to do it on my own, I'm carrying 100% of the burden. Right? That's a heavy load. That will break every one of us over time. It'll break us. Things will start happening. You won't even recognize that it's happening, but it's happening. It may come out as not being able to sleep. It may come out as an ache or a pain. It may come out as headaches. But it's going to come out and affect us some way. 100% inside us. And that's one problem. That's one problem. But you know what happens? If you start to share and open up, if you tell another person, now you're carrying 50% of that problem. And that person carrying 50% of the problem. And if you tell four people, now it's 25%. And if you tell a church, now it's probably like 5%. It's a little easier to carry. It's a little easier to carry because every one of us can take that 5% and say, Lord, help this person. Help this person. And there's something I think that the Lord is saying is that there's differences, right? So you can carry a big, huge boulder, 100%, on your own all over the world, right? And and all the focus is on that boulder. Steve said this, right? And you get tunnel vision, right? We get sucked into tunnel vision. It's all me. It's all about me. Woe is me, right? And that boulder's just pressing down. You're holding on to that boulder and it's weighing you down. Right? But there's a difference if you have a wheelbarrow and you have all kinds of little rocks that maybe even weigh up to the boulder. Right? And God, picture this, Jesus Christ carrying the wheelbarrow with all of those little rocks that we just put in there to Him. To Him. Galatians 6:2 says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. We're meant to bear each other's burdens. We don't want to because our pride says, don't tell people your weakness. And I know this because I deal with people all the time who I say, listen, you should be using a walker right now because you're falling down all the time. And they say, I don't want to use a walker. Why don't you want to use a walker? Because people are going to see me using a walker. Who cares? Well, they're going to think I'm weak. You are. You are. That's why you're falling down. So what looks weaker? Using a walker, or you're walking and you fall down. Every 10 steps. Right? So we have, and especially the older generation, you know what we used to do when you had a handicapped child or a handicapped person in your family? You used to keep them in one room. That's what they did back in the day. Don't let people see that there's a flaw in your family. That happened. Don't let people know. Because you must have done something wrong. And that's how a child ended up like that. And that's bull stuff. Right? It's bull. We're not meant to be like that. Everybody has a purpose. God didn't make mistakes. He allows things to happen. And that strengthens us. It strains us, but it strengthens us. We get beat down, but we're meant to carry each other's burdens and help each other, lift each other up. That's what we're meant to do. So don't ever feel like, oh, I don't want to pray for me, and my problem's too small. Don't do that. Because one small problem leads to another. And another. And another. And maybe you have one big problem, but maybe you have a ton of small problems. And they're killing you. And it's killing me. And if we're carrying each other burdens, and we should do that, then John 15:12 says, this is my commandment. This is a commandment. That you love one another as I have loved you. And you don't even have to like the person. But you have to love them. There's a difference. There's a difference. You have different opinions. You have different ideas. You have different personalities. Some of us click and some of us don't. But we're meant to love each other. And if you love each other, if we love each other, we're going to carry each other's burdens. Right? Yeah. And we live in a messed up world. Right? This world is... Yeah. Oh my gosh, I can't even tell you. I just went to a wedding and I don't even want to go there, but I mean, it's crazy. This world is so messed up. It's so lost. It's so lost. And many of us have an enlarged heart, like Steve, and Chris, and Robin, and Kelly, and all the rest of you. We have an enlarged heart. You know why? Because we're infused with the Holy Spirit. And that's a beautiful thing, to have an enlarged heart, that you carry a lot more than maybe an average person. And that's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. It comes with a cost a little bit. It comes with a cost. It comes with a cost that when other people hurt, you hurt. That's the cost. But we were granted with that enlarged heart. It's not a weakness. It's a strength. We turn